A Greater Sudbury police officer appeared virtually in Espanola court on April 22, a second appearance for charges including assault, uttering threats, death or bodily harm, and causing a disturbance. Melissa Rincourt, a GSPS officer since 2018, was disciplined 2 years ago for refusing to show proof of vaccination at a hockey arena in Espanola and is facing these new charges after allegedly assaulting a 12-year-old hockey player on February 11. Rincourt's lawyer, Len Walker, told Justice Dana Peterson that after instructions were received from the assigned Crown attorney, David Kirk, who is based out of Sault Ste. Marie, Rincourt would be proceeding with a judicial pre-trial, JPT. Her next appearance in Espanola court is June 17 to update the judge. The judicial pre-trial is a meeting between the defense and their client, the Crown, and a judge. The JPT is meant to sort out issues before the trial or, if possible, resolve the case without a trial. Outcomes might include a withdrawal of the charges, diversion, or a guilty plea. Unless the case can be resolved, at the conclusion of the judicial pre-trial, a date will usually be set for a guilty plea, preliminary inquiry or trial. Rincourt was previously charged with resisting arrest and trespassing for an incident at Espanola Recreation Center in September 2021, when she refused to provide proof of vaccination to attend her child's hockey game at the Espanola Recreation Center. Witness told Sudbury.com Rincourt yelled and screamed, called bystanders Nazis, and kicked a door while arguing with an OPP officer called by Rec Center staff after the GSPS officer refused to show proof of vaccination. Rincourt was arrested and charged with resisting a peace officer, and entering a premises when entry has been prohibited, contrary to the Trespass to Property Act, TPA. These charges were withdrawn after she completed the diversion offered by John Howard Society's Direct Accountability Program. Walker was also her attorney on these previous charges. At the time the new charges were laid, former Sudbury Police Chief Paul Peterson said in a release that he launched an internal investigation into Rincourt's alleged actions in Espanola. Constable Rincourt has subsequently been suspended with pay under Section 89(1) of the Police Services Act of Ontario. Under the current legislation, there is no authority to suspend an officer without pay, GSPS said in a news release. Peterson also issued a statement about Rincourt and the incident, saying while the allegations have not been proven, the actions of one officer do not reflect the values of GSPS. In October 2022, Rincourt faced a disciplinary hearing to determine what punishment she should face under the Police Services Act for her refusal to show proof of vaccination at a children's hockey game, as well as subsequent social media posts. Superintendent Peter Lennox, the hearing judge for her disciplinary hearing, determined Rincourt should be demoted from first-class constable to third-class constable for a period of 1 year, followed by 1 year in the rank of second-class constable, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer and the concurrence of her unit commander. She would also be required to perform 40 hours of volunteer work through the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies. Rincourt worked with the organization during her administrative leave in order to better understand her use of the word Nazi. But Rincourt and her lawyer, David Butt, appealed Lennox's decision. The appeal was heard April 20, 2023, and the decision handed down July 10, 2023. Rincourt and Butt argued that the language of the decision, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer and the concurrence of her unit commander, gave too much power to the unit commander. The panel hearing the appeal agreed, stating, "The penalty of demotion as worded is improper as it gives unfettered discretion to the unit commander. There are no other changes to the original decision," writes the panel. "The appeal is otherwise dismissed and the penalty confirmed." Jenny LaMoth is a reporter with Sudbury.com.